Hello and welcome to Property Money Tree's Maximising Property Values, the once a month show where I break down the steps of how to recognise, enhance and then extract the values in property in order to create wealth. Would you like to find out how you can benefit from the steps of maximising property values? This is even if you don't own a property yet or have a deposit. If that's a yes, then you're in the right place to find out. My name is Patricia Ogunfaber, and although many know me for my work as a solicitor, on this show you will be getting the benefit of my 30 plus years worth of experience of maximising property values, experience which has given me a net worth in millions. So who might benefit from listening to this show? Literally anyone with an interest in creating property wealth. Welcome back. Today is going to be a really, really short one, but I just want to encourage everyone who is out there who is passionate about property and who wants to carry on creating magical properties for other people to live in. So I want to share with you a deal that I did with my business partner, Kerry Beckinsale. It's been a deal which is like 2 years, it's been 2 years in the making. So the moral of this particular part of the story is that sometimes we need to be patient. Sometimes we need to be able to see the larger picture and then work towards it. So this story involves a four-story, pardon the pun, a Victorian terrace in New Cross in London. It's literally 2 minutes walk away from a zone two train station, and it has so many amenities around it. So the building was split into two flats. Next door is actually split into four flats. So you can begin to see the potential. And they're all similar. They're identical. Anyway, the first flat, which was the basement and the ground floor flat, we bought just over 2 years ago, actually 2 years ago now, and we renovated it. So we bought it for £320,000. We spent about £80,000 on it. It was valued at £535,000. So that was actually quite good. Then the flat, which was above us, we've just completed on that, and we paid £360,000 for that. So the one that we bought was a two-bedroom flat, which was in an awful state. This three-bedroom flat, so it's one bedroom bigger, and it really is one bedroom bigger, if not possibly two bedrooms bigger. It's 83 square metres big. It really is that big. And the other one is 66 square meters. So there is that much of a difference between them. But not only that, it's actually in a really, really good condition. If we wanted to let it now, we wouldn't have to do anything at all to it. Anyway, we bought that one for £360,000. Now, the reason why we wanted to be able to control both flats and get the freehold, so the 360 actually included the freehold. The reason why we wanted that was because it has a massive garden at the back. So now we also own the garden, and we've already been offered £200,000 for it. Three doors down, so their garden's a bit wider than ours, but when they sold, with planning, they sold theirs at, I think it was £415,000. So there is potential regarding the garden as well. But all I wanted to share with you guys is that, okay, we paid £320 for one, we paid £360 for the other. That is £680,000, okay, with stamp duty and, you know, the other costs and all whatnot. But and the one that we've just bought, the three-bedroom, three bedrooms like that in the area are going for between 525 and they go up to 800 and something thousand pounds. Okay, ours is not going to be in the 800,000 pounds arena, not at all. So even if we were able to get 525 for it, how much? have we actually increased the GDV by? So 320 plus 360, that is 680. 535, the first one was valued at. And then if we say another 525, that is 1,060,000 pounds. And then 200,000 pounds for the garden, let's say, so being conservative, that is 1.2. So we've near enough doubled the GDP there. So we're not magicians. And this, you know, we've had other things where it hasn't gone so well. But the point being, right now, you know, you can pick up stuff at really, really, really good prices. So if you're in this business, the news is not very encouraging. However, we honestly, Kerry and I believed, and that's why we bought this second one. And I strongly believe that where we are now in time represents an opportunity that we're very, very unlikely to see again for a long, long time. So if we're in this industry to stay, however it is, if we're going to be landlords, not quite me, or if we are just going to be doing places up and selling them on, which is where I'm positioning myself at the moment, then there are opportunities out there. I stopped sourcing a while back, but I now have an opportunity I've been given a right of first refusal on various properties. So if anyone is interested, do let me know. If you are, I'll go back. If there's enough interest, I'll go back and re-register with HMRC, and then I will be able to let you guys have some really, really lovely properties, you know, period properties in London. Anyway, but you know, the main purpose of this particular podcast is to just encourage people. If you're in the industry, do not get despondent. Do not, you know, just look at the news, listen to the news, and say, oh, it's all hopeless, because there's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow, and we always have to look on the bright side of things and do what we do best. You know, we are providing a valuable service, and hopefully you'll come back next month and listen to whatever it is that I will be talking about then.